My dear IITians, press, professors, when I was called here to give a lecture to the MBA students, I was a bit taken aback because all along I know only hard work at site, push the people, make them work and get the result out of it. And I've been told to give a lecture to you, the most brightest students of the country. Let me try my level best to convince you about my business. I was born in a very small hamlet in a place called Mayiladuthurai in Tanjore district. It's a rice bowl in Tamil Nadu. My father was a teacher, school teacher, government employee. We are three brothers. Right from day one, we have been brought up such a way that we should work again back to the government, perhaps as a teacher, because my father was a teacher. So more or less, he brought us up that way, thinking that pension is the only thing in life a man can get. There is no point in looking at business, because pension is a lifetime achievement for a person. This is how we have been brought up. In certain ways and mannerism, my father was headstrong and very difficult. Thanks to him in later years, those were some of the things I learned to undo. I did not imbibe those qualities. Yet, he is a very disciplined person and integrity level is very high. I still remember those days. Those days there was no TV. In a home, there will be a transistor. Exactly at 9 o'clock, Mr. Chakravani starts reading his I am Mr. Chakravani, reading the news. We have to put down our notebooks and books, go to sleep. Not a second we should waste. It's a compulsory discipline and under which we have been brought up in my house. At the same time, my uncle, my mother's brother, was a civil engineering contractor in Tanjore district, the famous contract of those days. When I was 12, during vacation, I used to go to his house, start looking at the cement, sand, mix, etc. during the vacation. I find there is a contrast between my father and my uncle in their approach. My father had to work morning to night, get a meager salary. My uncle, other way around, could earn more and have lot of time in front of him as he delegates the job to somebody else and does a good business. So I was just in dilemma whether to get into the business or into the father's line. As luck favored, I could come out of the college very successfully, school very successfully. My father told me that if you get an admission in Regional Engineering College, which is 100 kilometers away from my town, you are allowed to go. Otherwise, you are necessarily studying BSc or BCom and be settled down in space. I could get in Regional Engineering College admission and got the. Otherwise, I am sure by now I would have been the most proficient those days, like by even my schoolmates. Only the representatives, they used to wear a chai with a box, they go around in the evenings. Perhaps I would have been a representative by them, because that's the ambition I had at the time, because I find them. Because in those villages, your man wearing a chai and pant and shirt with a box would have been a real thing. Luckily, I got admission in Regional Engineering College, Trichy. Again, after 2 years, we have to choose our subject. Those days, the first 40 ranks could get computer science engineering. It's not computer science engineering, electronics and communication engineering. Though I stood with the first 40 ranks, I chose civil engineering because of my uncle. So the 41st rank man was the most happiest person those days. Because of me, he would be able to enter into the electronics and communication engineering. After my graduation, I got admission in the Illinois University. As usual, my father refused to send me over down there. I had to stay back. I got admission in business in Bangalore. I started studying. Meantime, I got married. It was difficult for my father to support me. Neither I could able to support myself with such stipend what was available. I got a job in Larsen & Toubro with a meager salary of 600 rupees in 1976. With my wife, I started my life journey. With 600 rupees, a man has to be there. I was in charge of precast unit concrete. It is done in 24 hour cycle. Though there are two shifts, but I used to stay 20 hours at site, go back home very late, come back again next day morning. Even at the time, my friend, present managing director in my company, we were thinking, we are working for somebody for nearly 16 to 18 or something, 20 hours, why not we start on our own? But we did not have money. After all, we were earning only 600 rupees in the net. We couldn't even complete our house rent. This was very high in those days. Even today, it is very high, I understand. So, I had no other options except look for outside the world. I got some job in Shubhakshi Group in Saudi Arabia, where I learned a lot of engineering under US Corps of Engineers, which is supposed to be known for its innovation, that really helped as a real stepping stone for me, for my growth. There on a few years I worked again in a country like Saudi Arabia, it was difficult to have a family life, so I had to come back. I joined for a very short time in Spain, and then went back to Brunei. In the year 97, I was wondering, we go up and down, wandering around, what to do, what is the real end for us, whether we have to continue to live like this or can we look for something else. At the time, four of us, two of them were still working at Larsen & Toubro, we were just discussing whether something can be done together. It was a decision period. I walked up to them, joint managing director of Larsen & Toubro ECC. I asked him that I am going to start something on my own. Please bless me. The answer was, it's a recession time. No fool will start a company now. Please join back in Larsen & Toubro. The gates are open. Right? If you would have heard his advice today, he would not have established a 2000 crore company. That my gut feeling was, let us start a role, whether it is a decision or no decision. Generally, I've been given to understand, if you start something in decision, you establish yourself during the other period, you will be a most successful businessman. If you take four of us, one man is too strong inside, one man is good at marketing, one man is good at design, one man is very, very good at accounts and finance. This combination really helped in getting into the business. Right. Having even the day one, we registered our company as a public limited company. We call it Consolidated Construction Consortium Limited. It's a triple C. We wanted triple C in our name. We went to the registrar office. We told them, give me Consolidated Construction Corporation. They refused. Then we said, we want you to give me some name start with C. So they suggested, your four people, you should put consortium. It's only the registrar who gave me the name. That's why this Consolidated Construction Consortium came. But from day one, I realized I am not going to have a product, it's going to be a service industry. That too, construction service industry is the most difficult job because the projects are spread everywhere and you have to manage untrained, most unemployable people with them you have to work on, and yet you have to get a good name, your service should be the best. It was the most difficult job compared to an IT industry where at least a trained manpower is available. Yes. Come back to the first job. We opened an office we could able to have one table and chair for all the four in a small house. We were going around in the market looking for a job. Almost every sultans and every architect in Chennai was personally visited by me asking for a job. Everybody would ask, under this banner, what you have done? I used to say, no sir, I have done two complex when I was in Larsen & Toubro. I have done an air-based project, etc. Everybody laughed, sent me out. Perhaps they could have given me some tea, chai at the time. Perhaps my sugar level would have gone up. Apart from that, no business has come nearly for 2.5 to 3 months. Imagine my plight. Then I thought I want to go back. Finally, a good old Samaritan, an architect, which should be his own wrong. One of the buildings done by him is Temple Towers on Mount Road, you would have seen a step building. I used to go to his office almost morning 10 o'clock. His chief engineer says, I have enough contractors in my office. There's no point in you inviting, you get out of his office. I used to wait outside. When the architect was about to go, I just go and catch hold of his car door. Sir, I want to meet you for 2 minutes. Finally, he took pity on me. Okay, next day morning you come and meet me around 9:30. I went and met him. My capability he did not believe. He took really pity on me. Every day you go and stand in a particular office and ask him for a job, and he was not willing to give you a job. He took pity on me. He gave me the first job without a tender, a 14-lakh job in a place called Chingaripet in Chennai, where no other contractor will go and work because it was impossible to go and work. It's completely spread apart by components. So that job was given to me first. We did not have vision or mission as per your management statements. We thought we can buy some 2 grounds of property, build something, sell off. Get a meager amount of 26 lakh, all of this pulled down and shut this position. But the first job itself was the most successful job. We were able to maintain the time and we come out successfully. The second job was in IIT Madras, the structural engineering laboratory, the shell structure was given to us. Thereon we claimed, because, but from day one, we are very clear, we should take up assignment which others shun away. We should take up the most difficult job which should be doing only matchbox construction. That was very clear in our mind, though we did not have vision or mission. As we go along, Infosys Bangalore was looking for a contractor where hyperbolic paraboloid shell is the most difficult, which consists of around 5,000 equations. That job was available. The Larsen & Toubro was selected as one of the contenders with our beginning skills. We were able to get the tender document out and we were successful in getting the job. It's the most difficult job. Others would not have taken up the assignment, especially in the initial stages. Again, we have done the job most successfully. Then came the Visalakshmi Mandapam. I don't know how many of you are art building members. It's the most difficult structure, around 50 meter diameter. Outer columns will have foundation, rest of the columns were just floating. It requires engineering skill developed in-house to do the job. Those difficult jobs we took. As we go along, we were doing the world's second largest dome structure, first platinum-rated building. Any difficult job, we ensured the architect remember our name. That's how that's a competitive edge we had over this. Right. The other question is, we had only 26 lakhs of rupees, how I managed to grow to this level. I still remember, like I used to visit the architects, almost every bank, I used to go and ask for the loan facility, banking facility, which most of you guys should know how difficult it is to get some facility for the banks. Because I did not have any property to own. I still remember, 5th or 6th year, when our limit went to Bank of Baroda, the general manager was telling his chief manager when the doors kept open, I was standing or sitting outside. Kya baat karta hai? Hamara chaprasi bhi इन लोगों में ज्यादा पैसा है. इवन मैं चपरासी हैज गॉट मोर प्रॉपर्टी दैन द चेयरमैन ऑफ दिस कंपनी. हाउ डू दे एक्सपेक्ट टू गिव फैसिलिटी टू दिस दिन टू दिस फिलोस. दिस अ कमन मेन माइ इमेजिन राइट. आई टुक इट एज अ चैलेंज. आई टेक अ वोट sooner or later, if not now, the 10th year, 11th year, let every banker come and knock my door saying that I will give the facility to this company. And now footing the operation, you ask any bank, every banker is knocking my door. It's because of the total team spirit, total hard work done by our group, which could able to make it. It's not because of the property that we had. We did not have property even today. But the company is very, very strong technically, and it will be able to do more than 2,000. Finally, I'll come back to the other point. During the process, we had accumulated many a lot. Mr. A.M. Nair, chairman of Larsen & Toubro, is a 30,000 crore company. One of the press reporters asked him, do you consider any other company apart from Larsen & Toubro that can reach international standards? Without even thinking, he replied back, yes, there is a company called CCCL Chennai that can reach international standards. That is what the company has been brought up to this level. The team that we brought up could be able to do this. How was it possible? We had two things very clearly in our mind. We have to have infrastructure development of our own. Whether it is manpower, whether it is equipment, we should have our own. We should develop that. We focus on that. Next, client, what, however big, however small he may be, he is a god to us. And the reaction time in the organization should be nearly zero, if possible, or to the minimum possible. That is, if there is a complaint, you attend to the complaint immediately. And if there is a call from the client, you ensure you attend the call. These are the two important aspects of any service-oriented industry, especially a construction company. Because you should realize we are not doing anything on our own with our hands. We have to rely upon the laborers that's available from Bihar, Orissa, and West Bengal. We don't know the language, and we have to manage them. And if they do a bad job, we get a banging from the client. We have to manage that. So, service industry people should have the infrastructure well done, and then the relationship with the client is very, very important. I am very passionate about running the organization. From day one, we have a graduate engineering training program, diploma engineering training program. We have an MPC developed on our own. Have a lot of training program done to our people as a corporate social responsibility. We also run making the people employable. In Chennai, we run an organization where we go to orphanages, bring them, train them in any of the construction trade. While training, they get the salary, they get accommodation, the food, and we were able to do that. Because of that, we could also accumulate more and more labor to our construction industry. In the year 2008, we went public. Before that, we went for a private placement. 2008, ours was the most successful issue. It was 100 times oversubscribed. Maybe the time which had been chosen is the right time. Beyond which, there was no successful issue at all for nearly 3 years. Ours is the most successful issue at the time. Then, recession started. We were hanging on building and factories alone. But we also realized we can leverage building and factory into infrastructure side. Because airport, they call it as infrastructure, though a lot of buildings are there. So we could able to switch over to the airport side, around 7 airports, including Chennai Airport, is being done by us. Then into bridges, power plant, we are doing 7-8 power plants. Then we also realized, thanks to Infosys, that doing only civil engineering is not going to help. They want a total turnkey provider. So we have our own unit for manufacturing all the furniture, the unit for manufacturing all the glazing units, packaging, etc. on our own. Recently we started oil and natural gas pipeline jobs. Also into the power infrastructure side, where we don't do only civil, we also do the balance of land, all those things. In the process, I also acquired an MBA program from one of the UK universities in MBA strategy. That also helped me a lot, especially training my people. Finally, being in the service industry, simplicity is most important aspect in life. We have to be down-to-earth people. Make the client happy while you do your service. This exactly we follow strictly, and I can say proudly, whoever started along with us are almost withered away. We are the very most successful service-oriented construction company that's available in Chennai, not only in Chennai, it's all over India. Thank you.
Before I turn to the audience questions, I would like to have one myself. Sir, one of the key things we've noticed is CCCL has chosen to grow organically. You have not done any acquisitions, very consciously so I think. And also, you have very little effort, but also the real estate segment. I believe that is also a conscious. Can you explain the rationale behind these two decisions?
The first question, almost every MBA student would have an answer readily, because you require money to acquire a company. And most of us, I don't call beggars, most of us have, with a little money, what we saved from in the monthly earning, we have started this company. So we couldn't acquire any major company because we don't have money. So we have looked at starting our own, and from the scratch we start. The biggest advantage is the cultural match. Otherwise what happens, say like you would have studied forming, storming, norming and perfection. Within a short time, if you don't achieve, it will be difficult. If you acquire a company and the culture has to be imbibed in the company, it was very difficult because they have their own different culture. That's the reason we started everything from scratch. The second one is a profit development. From day one, the bankers told us, in Bombay, most of the developers and construction companies, they avoid working capital facility from the bank and they reinvest in land. And by the time they finish, the land prices goes up, they sell off, they could able to give back the money to the bank, and rest of the money they could able to make use of the property development. So they dissuade us, if you start doing that, then your name will be spoiled. So you have property development separately, have construction separately. Otherwise you tend to use working capital into land purchase. That's the reason we did not go into property development at all.
How helpful was your MBA degree in running your organization? Could you give a snapshot?
Yeah, I tell you. As I started to explain it to you, I studied civil engineering, and with this civil engineering background, if I have to start doing business, I have to rely upon the finance and the strategy part through somebody else in text to be done. This MBA program really helped me into analytically think, especially on the financial ratios and the strategy part, which really helped me to take the organization to a different level. Otherwise, anything regarding finance, immediately I get turned over a high. So that problem will come. That's why I said, okay, we get into this, we understand, then it's easy for us to run this.
Sir, I'm from civil engineering department.
Oh, good.
Sir,
so be proud, be a civil engineer, because one complete decade, the country has forgotten civil engineering, and because of that, every infrastructure is suffering right now.
See, before you start, I want to tell you just the point that we were 180 people in my college in 1976. And today, among 180 students who have come out of the college, I am the most successful businessman, not only the money part, also I have the pride. Yes, I am running, I am giving job to 3,000 people. So be proud that your part of civilian group.
Sir, I am proud of civilian. Sir, if I were to start a company in some civil engineering sector, so what would be your advice on that? In which sector is the next big sector in civil engineering?
There are two aspects of it. Depending upon your interest, you can look at it. One is the BPO operation. I also run that. We have around 25 people. Since you are done with MBA program, you are doing your MBA program.
Civil engineering.
You are full-time civil engineering.
Yes. Okay.
Do you have an interest in the design?
Yes, sir.
If you have interest in design, you can always look at BPO operation. Especially you can start the detailing and the design subsequently, and you will become a very successful design team. You have a lot of money in that. Otherwise, if you have to start construction, join with one or two more people. Don't do it yourself, because some of the individuals who start their own business, they were not successful mainly because if there is a failure, then your mind starts working, closing down the business. Whereas if three people are there or two people are there, the sharing risk is always available. You are always leaning on somebody to get while doing the business. Construction business today, especially in the factory side, you can always look at it. Infrastructure, it requires longer time, a gestation period. So I think personally you should go into the building and factories, then switch over to the infrastructure side.
There are so many construction companies, and how exactly as a startup should we compete with all the big players?
That's based on your commitment to the business. And as I explained to you, the service, what you provide compared to others, how easily you approach the client, how do you answer your client's questions, that is the reaction time, if you look at it very seriously, you will become a successful businessman compared to your competitor. Because most of the construction companies, if you look at it, after 1 or 2 years of growth, they forget the clients. But even today, after 14 years of service, you find any client, if there is a complaint or if they want something, definitely one of us will rush towards him and get the job done. That is why we are more successful. Otherwise, we have not done anything great. That's why we could able to get more and more business. Because if the client feel, if a job is given to them, the reaction time is less and they are able to build the product in time. If you just maintain, you just focus on those two, automatically your company can grow. You need not to worry about your competitors. Because it's a fragmented market. What I am doing is hardly less than 1% of the total concession available.
Sir,
while I walk across, I have a question. You talked about the usage of laborers, which is very intensive in India. Now, do you see that trend changing, is it going to continue like this in India? Are you in favor of that?
Frankly, Nitish Kumar of Bihar, in Orissa and West Bengal, if they decide to go for a growth, India will not have any construction labor at all, rest of the country will not have construction labor at all, because most of the other areas, there is no labor available today in India. Only those three states could able to provide laborers. If those three states, development is very high, already I was told Bihar is growing very well. Labor shortage will be there in other places, so mechanization is only solution. That's why even in the residential market, we already joined with an American company. The first thing is going to come in Pallavaram, a precast housing structure, where the number of laborers requirement will comparatively less when you do a regular brickwork and construction.
Are you sentimental about such anything?
Amen.
Are you sentimental about any aspect of your business?
I don't should say sentimental, but one thing I should say, whenever I cross my own building, my pride just goes up. Oh, this is done by me, this is done by me, this is done. Almost most of the building in OMR is done by CCCL. I have the pride of seeing those things. Apart from that, being a vegetarian, we decided not to do any abattoir houses, even if it comes to us. So that decision I've taken, so I'm very sentimental about it. We don't do any abattoir houses.
You started off your career with LLP. You, four of you came out, started CCCL, and it's about 2,000 crore and you are aiming big. Can there be more CCCLs from your existing team? Or have you given opportunities for your own employees to grow and become entrepreneurs, future servicers?
Along with me, six other LNTIs started the company. I don't know why they were not successful, and we could able to surpass an Indian company as well. But there is no entry barrier in jewelry industry. In the hotel model, if you look at it, there is no entry barrier at all. Anybody can start with a listing or the construction company. If you look at it that way, even my own employees, some of them have left and started their own construction company. And we are giving them opportunity to work as subcontractors. That is, we don't avoid them taking into our group. So that way, we are also developing entrepreneurs, but not to the extent of what Larsen & Toubro does to the people, because we are still small and
able. Did you face any financial problems during the first few projects? If yes, how did you overcome it?
If this is not secret, let me frankly admit, every Saturday, the laborers have to be fed. If you don't feed them, you will not get laborers next time. I still remember those days, initial projects, when I was doing the 14 lakh job, because you require at least 2 months of working capital cycle. I used to go to Paris, the market, collect money at 2% interest per month. With my personal guarantee, I used to collect 1 or 2 lakhs, bring the money and distribute to the laborers. It was nightmarish experience those days. If the client would not have paid, then imagine my state. Thanks to my client, they could able to pay me at least in 2 months' time. I could able to return back the money. That was very quite expensive because bankers normally, the construction is not an industry at all as per bankers. So they don't give any preference to you. No facilities given to you, so you have to depend upon that other market, grey market, to collect your money and get the job done. So a lot of financial difficulties we undergone. Thanks to our public issue, we are very safe right now. There was a SMS to me, I also joined with them. But I want to tell you, because the similar question was asked 2 years back in one of the American chambers. I told them, I am working for Infosys. I am working for most of the private clients where there is no requirement for any of those current activities. In fact, I still remember Mrs. Sudha Murthy, Narayan Murthy's wife. When she talked about CCCL, she says one of the ethical companies, when social causes are very high, they come in the way and help us, is how we got the name. But when you got to the government jobs, it's difficult to weigh what to do, whether to give money or not to give money. Thanks, as of now, we did not get any government job except few public sector unions, airport authority, where corruption is not there. Incidentally, we also got some 13 stations in same model, and to our luck, not a single money was paid. I'm telling the truth. So far, such thing has not come to us. I hope we will not get into those lines of, let us say, housing board or some clients boards, etc. There may be corruption, I'm not sure, but we don't go into those businesses. As of now, it's not so, but I'm not sure whether I can continue to do the business. If I, in especially in civil engineering this way. That's a problem. That's a fact.
So if I'm right, you joined, you started the company with three other co-founders, right?
Yes.
4 months without a job, you know, it's difficult to maintain participation level, you know. They might be having doubts, how do you deal with that?
Among the co-founders, are there doubts?
Or in employees, if the 4 months without a job, you know, it puts a lot of doubt on how you feel.
There's initially 4 months, you mean?
Yeah, until you got your business, right? We're talking about quite a period of time which you didn't get any business.
Yes.
I'm asking in that period.
See, luckily it was only 2.5 to 3 months travel. I had more savings because I was working abroad. I worked abroad. I had more savings. The rest had at least the provident fund with them. They were confident up to 6 months they would be able to survive. If it goes beyond 6 months, all of them have to close down the company, go back to the respective position. Luckily, that 6 months time did not come, 2.5 to 3 months time, we were able to get there.
Another is, do you have any quarrels with co-founders, you know, on ownership, sharing, fees taken? You find a lot more youngsters coming up, so what do you say on that?
I have a very clear policy. To survive, use brain. To hire, use heart. To survive, use your brain. To hire, use your heart. Right? Once you have that in your mind, in the business, then what happens? Your co-founders have become your partner. Your model is your business. So far, in the grace of God, there was no quarrel among the founders. Perhaps because of my passion, because of my disciplined attitude, sometimes I used to be harsh with my co-founders. They realized I am of the time, so they managed all along for the past 14 years. I hope they continue to manage the difficult situation whenever they deal with me.
Slightly asked that question. How do you compare the state of infrastructure, companies in India, between companies in India and companies abroad, especially, say, infrastructure companies in China or in the US?
See, I come to China later, but compared to India, even Middle East, infrastructure is very, very poor in India. Plus, the quality of construction, if you look at it, I don't know, it's an abstract. That is, quality, we don't know what is the minimum basic standards quality that is required to be given. That's not available. That's why you see an interchange in India. That's why India, in Chennai, only one interchange is available in Chennai. And you see the interchange in Texas. The difference between the two, you realize that we are ashamed to be called the civil engineers because we are not worried about the quality aspect of engineering. We are more interested in getting the job, fortunately or unfortunately. The CVC guideline says if you are selected as a group, let's say 10 contractors, L1 gets the job, it's more of a lottery ticket. And how do you become L1? If you miss some item, then only you become L1. Then having become L1, you have to manage within the cost you quoted. So you have to cut corners, that's what is being done. The basic quality standards not laid down properly. Of course, in nuclear power stations, they have strict quality control. In other areas, it's not so. That's why Indian quality standards are low. Come back to China. See, Singapore, it's a controlled democracy. Even in Singapore, if you see, though they call it democracy, but it's a controlled democracy. China, I was told recently, in Sri Lanka, they're doing a large portion. Africa, they're doing jobs. The prisoners were sent to the respective places, they work as workers. Imagine, what they require is only food, and neither they manage. Once in Indian, see, I still remember, I've done a Samson leather factory, a Chinese-American, put up a factory in Mandalore. He thought, by doing it in India, it's cheaper because leather is cheap. But later he realized, even in China, you could have done a better job because productivity levels are high, and there is a general fear among the laborers that they have to, though it's a communist country, there is general fear among the people that they have to necessarily work. They just work 11 months continuously, no Saturday, Sunday. Last month, the Chinese New Year, 1 month they go off leave. The productive levels are high, they are committed to the work. Whereas this poor guy started in India, Samsung factory, they find it extremely difficult to make use of the labor that's available. Okay. Though it's not a communist country, still we have problems.
How important was building the core technology within your company? How important was that to survive or to compete? Or was that relevant at all?
Which one? Technology?
I mean, you have to have some new technology or to bring in something new into what you're doing. How important was that when you had to compete in the market with other?
No, as I told you, the continual improvement program that's happening in a company, like for example, there are thousands of houses that's happening in India, in Chennai itself, apart from India. If I don't differentiate myself, it would be difficult for me to do the regular brickwork and plastering with available masons. So I have to upgrade my technology. That's why I got into the precast technology. Even in the other side, if you find regular trusses erection in factories, that's why they gone ahead with the pre-engineered buildings, where they can economize the structure so that they could be competitive in the market. So technology upgradation is a must. Of course, we don't strictly follow. But sooner or later, it has to happen in India, otherwise they will be finding it difficult to find the laborers.
Sir, this is the question slightly related to what the other person asked. When you build a company, it's all about people, especially at the very, very beginning stage. My question is, how do you pick the right people when you start a company? Especially in your case, I think you have four good friends which you had very diverse backgrounds. But many cases, that's not the thing. So how do you pick people at the initial stages?
See, I find of late, any lateral entry to fit into the organization, it was very difficult. So from day one, we got into the training program of go to the colleges, pick up people through the proper examination. The attitude test is important. From there, we develop those people. Say in the 14th year, most of our regions are headed by our own graduate trainees when they started their career in 97. They are the region managers now. So they are the most successful managers. But as you said, the initial stages, it would be difficult to locate a person unless you know the other company and the competitor who's working. Through the word of mouth, you understand, you pick up a man, they themselves will say that this man is X, good, Y is good, etc. Thank you for that. But I sincerely advise, it is always better to develop your own people right from day one, go to the colleges, pick up people and develop them, and they will be most successful and loyal to you.
You talked about some of the challenges that the industry faces, like the availability of labor and the sense of quality and so on. As an industry, how do you think these challenges can be addressed? Not just as a company yourself, but overall as an industry and even as a country.
There are two things that have to happen. We have a Construction Federation of Industry, CFI, through which is being addressed. And generally, the salary levels now is in par with IT industry and slightly more. What is not available to the engineer is a computer science engineer enjoys inside an AC atmosphere, whereas the civil engineer has to work outside, where we cannot create an air conditioned atmosphere. That's only change, otherwise the salary levels have gone up. Enough motivation has taken place because of the salary. Sometimes it's even slightly more than. See, as you grow along in the IT industry, which most of the IT industries do not, they forget. The entry level, let us say, they give a salary, but by the time 10th year or so, civil engineers surpass the salary. They get the maximum salary. So those things, when they start looking at it, people started getting significantly more. But the labor, almost every construction company has got their own training program, but they were not successful at all. Laborers were not willing to work. They say, we will come if you make me supervisor after 3 months. I don't want to do it myself. So unless I reduce the labor component, or like UK or US, one day it's going to come to fix up a plumb. The guy will come in a car, they'll ask you $400. Like, if you pay, then only it can happen. Such things are going to happen. If not now, maybe another 20, 30 years, that problem will come, continue to come. So we have to reduce the labor component. Presently, the labor component is around 20% in India. If it is brought down to, let's say, 10%, at least 10% of the labor will be able to save.
In terms of the sense of quality, how do we bring that sense of quality to ensure that, you know, as a country itself, we can get better at producing better quality in whatever we do, whether it's roads or flyovers or power stations or airports?
Nuclear side is really good. They maintain very good standards. The roads today, it's a built-operate basis. Since it's actually maintained by the built operator, they do a very good job, because maintenance has to be done throughout the 33 years. So they do a very good job. The other infrastructure, still a huge gap. Unless we train the government employees, the people who supervise the job. See, like Middle East, you go, you complete the job, they do the testing from the ministry, they do come and do the testing. If it is bad, they do the rejection and go off, because there is no connection between them and the government agency or the contractor. They reject and go off. So the contractor is necessarily come and do it. So it is only under force and under duress you can bring the quality standards. That's a problem.
Other questions? You talked about being the face of the company to your customers. So how long, did in your part, did the founders be the real marketing and sales people? And what would your advice be to other entrepreneurs? Because some entrepreneurs tend to be technocrats and avoid sales and marketing. Some entrepreneurs thrive on sales and marketing to the extent they don't let go and continue to be the face of the company. Where do you think the balance is?
See, as a service industry person, I think as long as you are the helm of affairs, they expect you. One of the directors to be there with the client. If you ignore them, you ignore the business. If you start doing it, continuous problems will be there. You can have enough number of visitors and people with you. But yet, at the final clinching stage, at the award of contract, as well as at the time of handing over the building, if your involvement is not there, you will lose the customer. So it is a continuous process. Even if it's a 10,000 crore company, it is going to happen this way. Of course, there's one solace is, if you do a government job, it's because of CVC guidance, if you're L1, you're going to get the job. You don't have such focus, may not be required. Only the private sector is required.
Last question.
Mr. Prashant, I've been watching your company from the day it's founded, along with Sarav Krishna, and really proud of the way. One of the things I keep telling people is from day one they were focused on growing the company rather than making money. And even I remember maybe 2001, 2002, I was telling a lot of people, this is a company that's going to really come up, looking at your passion and your focus. Now, having run this company for a long time, I'm having a lot of my students who are electrical engineers and project managers now and so on. One of the things that I find is the culture in the industry of, one thing is we should attract good engineers and attract good people for the industry to grow. And as you pointed out, you said one decade, but I think I said, I've been telling the industry that two decades of engineers have disappeared from the Indian market. You know, one was the lure of IT industry, or the pull of the IT industry, where they paid better salaries. Even in 2001-2002, typical civilians got, small companies were paying only 2,000 rupees, 3,000 rupees a month. So I say it's a push up for construction industry. We push them out. Right? When they were paying 10 or 12,000, 12,000 or 15,000 rupees, we were paying 3,000 rupees or so. So our construction industry pushed them out. So it was, they were a pull and they were push outs. But today, of course, the situation is a little bit bad, but if you really look at the working conditions of the construction sites, a typical site, an engineer goes at 8 o'clock in the morning or 8:30 in the morning, and the culture, having seen so many companies and so many sites, the culture is if you go home before 9 o'clock, you're seen as someone who doesn't work or someone, especially the project managers have this attitude. And when I speak to a lot of engineers, they say, is there a real need for you to be there every day? I can understand that there's a concrete core that is due the day and so on. Is there a need for you to stay that long? And working 6.5 days a week. It's not even 6 days a week, 6.5 days a week. Sunday afternoon also they work. And so they're brain dead, they don't have time to think, they don't have time to reflect, right? And I think that's one of the barriers for bright people to enter into the industry. What's your comment?
Last week, I took classes to my project managers where I addressed lack of forethinking creates all these problems. Really lack of forethinking. I used to tell my boys, in fact, I tell my own story. While I was in Brunei, my work starts at 8 o'clock. I had work only between 8 and 8:30. And again at between 12:30 and 1, between 2 and 2:30, and between 4 and 4:30. Beyond which, as a project manager, I did not have any pretty job at site. That is when the field report comes, especially in a prison, late start, every day at the end of the month remains same. And the report went to the project planning manager. He got a doubt, he went and told the managing director, sir, something wrong with this sign. This man writes always, all the dates are same, he had not changed any dates. And I was told this guy used to sit in the office, have coffees and coffees, and still he manages the show, something is wrong, you fish out. Next day at 10:30 in the morning, the managing director of the company came to my office, at site's office. As usual, I was having my coffee at 10:30 because my work is not there at site at all. He got a doubt whether I'm doing a job or not. He asked me to take him around. I took him around every site. I showed the program. Everything was going on intact. Then he came back. He wanted a coffee from me. I gave a coffee to him. He said, Sarveshwar, hats off to you. You were able to maintain the time and still you were able to find time in between. It's merely the lack of forethinking that creates a lot of problems to the product managers. They're all at the crisis moment, they go to the site, go fire somebody, get the job done. And there are foremen available to look after the concrete, which I learned from US Corps of Engineers in the Middle East. Concrete will be looked after by the foreman. We say these are the areas you have to do the concrete. The second shift, because only night you can get the concrete, they come and do the concrete and go off. Next day you come, everything is done, you should restart the job. This problem is lying without project managers. They lack real forethinking that creates problems. In fact, I am imbibing this quality to the people. Be like a captain of a ship where he got work only two times. One, at the time of tempest or at the time of pirate attack. Otherwise, captain of the ship really enjoys his life. I compare an analogy between the captain of a ship and a project manager. Be like a captain of a ship. Don't be like a lack of forethinking and great trouble to me. So we try to educate them, but to our luck, the people are not coming forward to that level. That's the problem.
There's not one point you talk about failure. Business is always, I mean, they meet failure at different points. There's not one point where you talk about why you have to make a total shift to anything just because you face the demand or something.
See, a businessman should not worry about the failure. I still remember one Vivekananda story. Vivekananda, when he was in France, he was taken in a horse cart along with two French women. As he went along, he found children with a proper dress, very nicely dressed. Then the cart man said, hello, how are you? He just waved his hand to the children. And Vivekananda asked, how come they are related to you? Are they related to you? You show so warmthness to them. He explained, yes, they are my children. Then he asked, they wear such beautiful dresses. Sir, I was a banker. I was running a bank. It's a bankrupt now. That doesn't mean the bankruptcy is going to be ever for my life. Definitely one day I will re-establish a bank which will supersede my earlier bank. I don't want my children to know that. So that failure I never passed on to them. But I am confident I will jump back, come back to the business. This is the explanation that cartman gave to Vedanta. Similarly, a businessman should never worry about the failures in their life. I know how much difficult times we have undergone, especially at the decision time. Sometimes we looked at retrenchment of staff. Sometimes we looked at reduction in salary of our own during the thing. But we have come across those problems by looking at new avenues like infrastructure jobs so that we overcome our failures.
Thank you very much, sir.